This year's Pulitzer Prize winners include the Boston Globe in journalism for its coverage of sexual abuse by Catholic priests, for fiction, novelist Jeffrey Eugenides for his novel Middlesex, and Samantha Power in general nonfiction for her book A Problem from Hell, America and the Age of Genocide. NPR's Renee Montaigne reports on three more Pulitzer winners whose work focuses on history and remembering.
The Pulitzer for Biography went to Robert Caro for his book Master of the Senate. That book is the third volume of his biography of Lyndon Johnson, a project he's been working on for 25 years.
Here's a quote that sums up what my book's about. It's not from me, but from Lyndon Johnson talking about himself. "I do understand power, whatever else may be said about me. I know where to look for it and how to use it." That's really what this book is about. Not just to tell the life of Lyndon Johnson, but to use his life to examine how political power worked in America in the second half of the 20th century.
Well, Robert Caro, congratulations on the Pulitzer.
Thank you.
On to Volume 4.
On to the presidency.
The Pulitzer for History went to Rick Atkinson for his book, An Army at Dawn. It tells the tale of the World War II amphibious landing in North Africa that paved the way for the liberation of Europe.
It's really where the United States begins to act like a great power for the first time in our history, militarily, diplomatically, and strategically.
The military campaign in Morocco and Tunisia was called Operation Torch. It was difficult, dangerous, and critical to winning the war. Today, this landing has been overshadowed by ones that came later, especially the 1944 D-Day landing in Normandy. With World War II veterans dying at a rate of 1,000 a day, Rick Atkinson told NPR he wanted to write about the men who fought and died in North Africa.
They're forgotten to some extent, and they ought not be forgotten. Part of keeping faith with them is telling their story.
Remembering an event that has yet to slip fully into history brought John Adams the Pulitzer Prize for Music. His work on the transmigration of souls honors those who died in the September 11th terrorist attacks and those who survived them. The composer told NPR he drew from missing persons signs and the last words found on phone message machines to give voice to what he's called the plain, homely language of shock and grief.
I wanted it to mean basically the movement from one state of being into another. And on thinking about this, I realized that it wasn't just a metaphor for people going from being alive to being dead, but that all of the people who lost loved ones experienced some kind of transmigration of their souls as well.
Composer John Adams' Pulitzer Prize-winning work on the transmigration of souls. The 2003 Pulitzers were awarded yesterday. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And you can get a full list of this year's Pulitzer winners at npr.org.